Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
I was just going to keep going there. So we're two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. And we're actually coming on at midnight. Well, Pacific time, at least.
Yeah.
We're late tonight.
Not bad.
Well, see, normally, now that it's actually midnight, I can no longer say today is Saturday, November 29th, 2014. I have to say today is Sunday, November 30th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat. You know, it's November the 29th, like an hour away in the ocean, right?
Oh, yeah, but that's in the ocean. Who the hell would possibly be listening to us in the ocean?
I don't know. Gilligan? Maybe? I don't.
I don't really think that we have that kind of reach just yet.
Hawaii?
You know, I don't know.
Professor, they're not listening on coconut?
No. I highly doubt it. I really do.
Okay. I'll let it go then.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen. All right.
I didn't even realize I said that.
Well, hey, it is what it is. Do you have anything for the time machine this week?
Well, I did say I was going to talk about something this week, but I think I'm going to talk about it tomorrow night. Do you want to talk about tomorrow night?
Wait, what the hell?
The Chatty Caddy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, something that happened this week. You know, the thing that happened this week.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of messed me
Thank
up for
you.
A bit,
so. What the hell, man?
I don't know. I lost track of where I was at for a minute.
Dude, no one knows what the fuck we're talking about right now.
No one knows what I'm talking about.
I barely even got it. Damn, man. Make with the details. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're recording something tomorrow night?
Yeah, why not?
When the hell were you going to tell me this?
Tonight.
You acted like I knew what was going to be, like, you're like, oh yeah, tomorrow night.
Well, I'm always thinking of these things. I forget if I ask anyone, you know, ahead of time. That's why sometimes I'll ask, did I ask you about, you know, so-and-so or whatever?
Do you see what I'm working with here, people? You see what I'm working with?
Well, sometimes I ask and I forget that I ask, and I ask two or three times because I forget. I'm a cat. I have a peanut brain.
We've got a couple of tweets from Ryan Conley. He says, I am supposed to be here today.
That's too bad.
Wait, what? Okay, what? You do it live now, so you never did it live before. Midnight Movie Zombies. Okay.
Brains. Oh. Need some.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you have?
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
Nice little karate chop during that.
I love that bit.
Okay, Kitty, how the hell is Battle Forged?
All right. During the week, you and I go through a list of movie-related segments that we created, and we'll choose a movie related to that specific randomly selected segment. Like, what do I have here?
Tron.
Yeah.
Speak into your microphone.
Yeah. I had notes and I screwed them up. Tuned in. That's like any animated feature. I can't believe I forgot that. Brain, not work, not function. But,
oh, okay. So I don't know. In the show notes, this is Tron.
Yeah, that's old show notes.
You're throwing me off here, dude.
Well, I like to choose them every once in a while. Keep you on your toes. So.
Yeah, but it didn't say Tron last week, did it?
No, it was still on a novel idea. I kind of chose Hitchhiker's Guide.
Again, you see what I'm working with here, folks?
I'm just tossing things out left and right. You don't know what's happening, do you?
Not a clue.
Okay. That's where I'm at then. So you choose, you've got the little spinny wheel, right?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to spin it. And just spin it. Yeah, it's not that hard of a concept.
Yeah, play along, you know, we've got it on what?
Bunch of segments listed on...
/MMK segments.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's where it's
just
listed.
/MMK segment? It's not bit.ly?
Yeah, I said bit.ly.
Oh, okay. I sure as hell didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
I'm not listening to you. Why should anyone else?
I don't know. I'm not listening to me either.
I mean, I'm not even listening to myself. Are you listening to me?
I'm not
clearly
supposed
not.
To be here today.
Yes, you are. No, you were supposed to be here 2 hours ago. What the fuck, man?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I blame a German.
Okay. Yeah, you hear that? You were so busy making pod with someone else that you fucking slept through first 2 hours of your show. What the hell?
I know. Oops. This is your fault, Raphael. I'm in trouble now. Spin that wheel.
What the? And you can't blame Raphael for your decision.
I know. I gotta blame someone. I'm a cat. I don't take any responsibility for anything.
Cat up.
Okay, that was good.
All right.
I'm gonna tweet that cat up.
Oh, lovely. And we're not getting any freaking sound on the spin because I didn't check the board. Because you distracted me because you couldn't meow up.
Meow up. Okay, I like that better.
I don't know. We've landed on Pop My Culture Cherry, and I am not waiting for the cat. I have one for this. I started watching Constantine recently. And God, why do I feel like I've already talked about this?
I don't remember you ever talking about it.
It must have been on Getting Geeky. Okay, that means it's fair here. That's bad.
Yeah, you never talked about it. I want to know about it. So...
Well, it's not really normally my type of thing. I'm not so much into the occult, but...
What's it about? Is he like a demon hunter or something?
Yeah, something like that. You know, demons, spirits, ghosts, you know, goblins. No, I don't know about goblins. We haven't seen goblins yet, but all manner of occult creatures... possessions, the whole nine yards. There's an angel that comes down and talks to him all the time. Maybe his guardian angel, who knows? There's a guy who can't die. It's got the basic Constantine hallmarks. Sadly, I don't have much to compare it to.
Is it based on the movie or?
It's based on the DC comic.
Okay. Is that based on the movie too?
No, I think the movie was based on the comic.
Okay.
Pretty sure the comic was around first.
I never watched the movie. I don't know
that much about it. I have seen the Keanu Reeves movie with Shia LaBeouf.
He was in that?
Yeah.
Were there transforming cars in it?
No, there were no transforming cars in it.
That's good. Okay. No, I've never seen the movie or the show or read the comic, so I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, the show is pretty dang good.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It is a network television show, which I greatly appreciate because there's only so far that they can go.
Yeah. You don't like scary, do you?
No, no, I really don't.
I still think you'll like The Walking Dead, but okay.
Yeah, it's not my deal. What do you have for Pop My Culture Cherry?
It's old news now, but the Star Wars trailer. How many times have we watched that?
At least 6 or 7.
Yeah.
It was 4 or 5 last night.
Yeah, and I watched it a couple of times at lunch last night.
Yeah. You know, it's...
It's kind of sad. A bunch of nerds. I said that earlier. just huddled around a computer screen.
Okay, so this was going to be my science fiction. So if we land on that, I'm officially doing that right now.
Okay, what, about Star Wars?
Actually, no, I guess I can bring it up then. If we land on, but I want to have the discussion now. Fuck it, let's just have the discussion now.
That's what I had on mine too. Just the movie Star Wars. What?
Oh, okay, well.
So this takes care of science fiction too. Come on, we had to talk about the Star Wars trailer. What was it, just a minute? So much happens in a minute for something.
Isn't it a minute and a half? See, I wouldn't know because Chrome updated to version 39, and version 39 is where they've got the 64-bit plugins required, and there is no 64-bit QuickTime plugin, so I couldn't download it. Or watch it on my computer again earlier today. I could go back and watch it on my phone. You know, like I have the previous how many times, or put it up on the Apple TV. No, I'm just very, very frustrated that I was going to download and save a copy of it locally, and because I quit Chrome and restarted it and allowed it to install the update, I can no longer access the freaking trailer. It's pissing me off.
Oops.
So sad seeps, but
so you can't
it's
watch,
just
you
so
can
cool.
Watch
it's
everywhere but your computer, and you're yeah. angry about this.
Yeah. So,
like, you don't know what it is. You're playing it in your mind right now. I know you are. You have it downloaded to your brain.
Oh yeah, and it's definitely very, very J.J. Abrams. Al and I were just talking about it earlier today. Al, did the segment intro for us, Al, DC Cantel. Yeah, we were talking about it earlier today, and hey, we're getting more tweets. Squirrel!
I like the picture I saw from someone at Tessica 1138. He's the one who sent us a picture of the roller droid with the hamster wheel.
Oh, yeah, That was great. Yeah.
Every time I see that trailer now, I see the little hamster running around in a roller droid.
Tom totally distracted me. That's so sad. I saw it was Tom, and I was like, oh, what's he saying? Oh, all right, Tom's listening. Hi, Tom. Oh, it distracted me enough to where I completely lost my train of thought. It's really, sadly, not that hard to do. But, yeah.
I noticed you ended up watching Star Wars last night.
Yes. Well, it was just a very Star Wars-inspired day. Yeah, I had to wear my Empire Strikes Back shirt. And,
okay,
and
I didn't see that.
I was wearing my Millennium Falcon necklace and my Rebel Alliance earrings. And, of course, my Princess Leia hoodie.
I noticed the lightsaber was out this morning when I came home. I was like, what the hell?
It's been
here?
Out for a few days. I pulled it over here a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love that you brought this. It's just freaking awesome, dude. It's Anakin's lightsaber. It's awesome.
Lightsabers are cool.
Indeed. And yeah, so my brother came over yesterday and we were talking about the trailer and eventually, screw it, let's watch Star Wars. So me and my brother watched Star Wars yesterday. We watched Episode 4, New Hope.
Which and one? Was it the original theatrical?
The theatrical.
Okay, good.
Yep.
You get to see Han shoot first.
Indeed. Among other things. But, yeah, the trailer was freaking awesome.
I want that lightsaber.
That thing looks crazy.
I know. I mean, you can cut your own hand off with that thing. It looked like the hilt, and it's got the two lightsabery parts. I don't even know how to describe that, except it looks kind of like a cross.
But it's an extension of the hilt.
Yeah.
And
that is nuts.
It looks crazy. And who is that dark, mysterious character?
He looks awesome, though.
Yeah, and who did the voice? The voiceover work.
Wasn't it Andy Serkis? It does sound like a Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, that's who I thought right away.
It sounds a lot like him. And I did hear about it potentially being Andy Serkis, but
I just can't hear his voice in that. Every time I see him or something, I hear Smeagol. So I'm like, that can't be a Sith or somebody. Is that lightsaber his precious?
Oh. I don't want to go back to... Oh, my gosh. I just realized this is it.
What is what?
The lightsaber. It has been joked about before. Never mind. We don't want to go there.
Okay. All right.
But the trailer... You put it in there for the popular culture cherry, so
yeah, Millennium Falcon.
Oh my God, yes!
I love that camera shot where it's just following it around and upside down and doing a twisty loopy thing.
And then the TIE fighters come by.
Yeah,
it looks so cool. I love how it looks like, you know, it's been maintained over the years and now and. Now it's cleaned up, you know. It's the kind of thing when Princess Leia first saw it, she wouldn't call it, you know, like she wouldn't be like, "You came in that?"
Yeah. You're braver than I thought.
Yeah, now it's like it looks like it's been restored to its full glory and
a new dish.
Since
Lando broke the other one.
Rookie.
Yeah. Han told him not a scratch.
Well, hey, it is what it is. What do you think? Should we move on?
Okay.
Alrighty. I completely lost track. No, don't open the game. Oh,
go
come
on.
An
hour about.
Yep. There
the
we
trailer.
Go.
It's not even a year away. It's a year and almost a month. Twitter went nuts over it.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2-3 weeks. And it looks like we're going to land on... No, not quotes. We're landing on Anything Goes. All right, Kitty. What do you have for Anything Goes?
I really don't have anything.
Well, then nothing goes for you. Okay, I was not expecting that. So... I mentioned last night that my brother came over and we watched Star Wars. That was not going to be the original movie that we were planning on watching last night. We wanted to go see The Imitation Game, which opened yesterday. But, sadly, we couldn't find any freaking theaters that were playing it. The nearest one was the Arclight Hollywood.
How far away is that?
It's a ways.
Oh, I was looking for it the other day, too, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Yeah. Why is it not in a wider release?
I don't know.
It's got Khan in it.
I'm sad. I want to see this. It looks like a great movie, and it's maybe in a couple of weeks it'll get a wider release. I don't know, but everything like I kept looking for it. I couldn't even find the Arclight Hollywood today. You know, I couldn't even find where I saw that it was showing there.
Is it gone? Has it been misplaced?
I don't think so.
Well, it should be in a wider release. I mean, it's got Benedict Cumberbatch in it. He's kind of big now.
Keira Knightley, Matthew Good. There's plenty of people in it.
Keira Knightley's in that?
Oh, yeah.
She's still doing movies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
It's a story about Alan Turing and come on. Oh God, I don't even know what the hell to say. I'm just at a complete and total loss. I don't know. Maybe one of these weekends we'll have to plan a trip out to the Arclight Hollywood to go see it.
Well,
but I really do hope it will get a wider release. That's really all I have to say about that. I'm going to spin now.
Okay, spin. At least you got to watch Star Wars. That's a good thing.
Indeed. All right, and we are landing on... Aw, poop.
It is landed on poop. That's nasty.
Well, it was originally Knight's choice, Siebes, but instead we landed on ear candy. Do you have any ear candy, Kitty?
Yeah, a song I was listening to last night at work. Wild Wild West.
Oh, jeez, really?
Yeah. Will Smith song. I want to watch that movie again. I don't know why. It just someone mentioned that song, and I started listening to it again. And I'm like, it wasn't that bad of a movie. Well, maybe it was, but, you know, there are worse movies out there.
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree with that. All right, what did we land on? Ear candy? Oh, okay, so mine's kind of general dance music.
Yeah, you've been dancing around.
Well, while I was waiting for you to wake up, first of all, because of where you fell asleep, I opted to go clean a different room. You passed out mid-sentence, dude. It was awesome.
Great.
We were talking, then you were just like, oh yeah, all right, how about this, and you never completed your thought. It was fun.
Stupid cat.
I was like, fuck, I was cleaning in here, damn it. Now I don't want to make any sound. You're clearly exhausted because you were up all day talking to a fucking German.
Yeah,
Raphael.
See, now you're
who lives in
here.
Finland.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I found other things to clean, and while I was cleaning, I put on Magic Mike. And so I have a very strong feeling anytime that I hear any good dance music, I'm going to think of Channing Tatum.
Oh, I thought you were going to like start strip dancing or something.
No.
I thought that's where you're going with that.
No, he's... he's a good dancer.
That's true. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it was a really enjoyable movie. It was kind of dumb, but
yeah,
but it was really enjoyable.
It's weird. I was looking at that movie earlier too. Before I came
really?
Home. Yeah, when I was out looking for detergent.
Okay, and why were you looking for Magic Mike?
Oh, I just saw it. They had, you know, their movies with the Black Friday displays still up.
Ah,
so
gotcha.
it was out and I saw it.
Cool.
I hadn't seen it in a while.
All right. And now we are going for probably a holiday movie. And yeah, we've got a holiday movie.
Hooray.
All right. Well, you went first last time. I keep thinking of the Rankin and Bass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's after Thanksgiving. It's official. I feel comfortable choosing a Christmas movie finally. And I got to go with Rudolph.
Okay.
I used to have this little Rudolph. Its nose did light up. You know, it took batteries and it would walk and it would play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's cool.
I used to always get that out and then watch the Rankin and Bass. You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That is just one of my favorite holiday movies. So I wanted to tell the story about the little walking Rudolph that sung.
That is cool. Walking Rudolph.
Yeah.
Well,
how about you? What do you got for a holiday movie?
Christmas Vacation. I chose a Christmas movie too. So I was thinking about the Chevy Chase movie. I don't think I have that one. Not even digital. I think last year I got Scrooged, but I haven't got Christmas Vacation yet. And I love that movie. Shitter's full.
Now, yeah, wait. I just remembered some about the cast. I watched that last year. Juliette Lewis is in that, huh?
Yeah, she's
oh God, from
Johnny
Galecki. Yeah.
Young kid. It's hard to recognize him. I mean, you know, he's not in glasses and he looks kind of cool. He doesn't look all geeky like he does now.
And Diana says her holiday movie's got to be Elf. There's still plenty of time for one of us to choose Elf as well.
I don't think I've really seen it. Not a big Will Ferrell fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel's in it.
Oh. Well, I know James Caan is in it too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just not a big fan of Will Ferrell as the main actor, you know?
Yeah, but if you haven't seen it, you know.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a watch eventually.
Well.
I mean, I did watch the other guys, and I liked him in that.
Tis the season. We should...
Humbug.
Oh, come on. All right. we should definitely watch that one, though.
Okay.
Gosh, I think I do have it.
Elf?
I think, yeah. Pretty sure. I don't know. We've landed on a novel idea. Do you have a novel idea, Kitty?
No.
No?
Sad Kitty, no.
Okay, fine. Then you update the spreadsheet while I talk about mine. Do you like The Hunger Games?
I tried to watch the first one. And I fell asleep.
Well.
And I tried to watch it two or three times and fell asleep every time.
Have you tried watching it when you were not tired?
No, I never had much time. And now it's down, to the third movie now?
Third movie.
Yeah, the second one came out before I even knew it.
Yeah, same here.
And I haven't seen it yet either.
I just watched it the other day, and that's my novel idea. Because these are based on books. Now, I haven't read the books myself, and frankly, it's unlikely that I will. I'm sure they are fantastic stories. They are being developed into what I find to be enjoyable movies. But there's only so much time in the day, and you got to let some things go. So I will probably not be reading those books. But I do enjoy the movies, and Jennifer Lawrence does... she portrays a very, very interesting character. I love a good dystopian story.
Yeah, no, that's why I thought I would like it. But again, I watched it when I was tired. And her name is Katniss, right?
Yep, her name is Katniss.
She's got that going for her. Plus, she was Mystique.
Indeed. And she plays quite the archer in this. A very, very formidable archer. And there are some very, very cool action scenes. So it's just...
Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I enjoy them. And I've got the first one, so maybe sometime when you're not tired, we can pop it in and you can actually give it a watch.
Yeah, because I've heard so much about it. And I just haven't really watched it yet.
All righty. Well, let's give it a spin.
Okay. No, I'll probably watch it. And like Divergence, I heard that, you know, that's a group of books too. And I think the second one's supposed to come out, but it doesn't seem like it'll be something I want to watch.
Not that one anyway. I don't really know that much about Divergent, but Shailene, I'm blanking on her name, but she was in The Fault in Our Stars. She's in that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's like, I'm pretty sure she's the star of Divergent.
Okay, that's why she looked familiar then. Because I did see pictures for that new trailer that was coming out, and I thought, that girl looks familiar. So,
yep. And we've landed on Foreigners. Now, I don't have anything for Foreigners this week. And I actually feel bad about that. I was going through my collection looking for one before we started the show, and I just never got back to that. So, eek.
No Foreigners myself either.
None for you? All right. Spin again. And, oh, come on. Not. Looks like you're going to get to choose it, Kitty. We've landed on Knight's Choice, Kitty.
Guilty Pleasures.
Guilty Pleasure. Okay. Let's go for a Guilty Pleasure. I can't get back to my notes. Wait a minute.
What?
You didn't have one for a novel idea, right?
No.
It's your turn to go.
Yeah.
So go!
Cannonball Run.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's a good movie.
I don't really remember it all that well, though.
Cannonball Run 2 kind of sucked, but Cannonball Run 1 was fun. Everyone racing across the country from... I don't know. East to West Coast. It's got Burt Reynolds in it.
And his mustache, right?
Yeah, his mustache is in it.
Okay, yeah, good. No one cares about Burt Reynolds. It's all about his mustache.
Yeah. So it was a mustache in an ambulance.
I shouldn't have said that.
Racing. Don't do that. Now I'll get distracted.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Okay. What do you have?
I've got Legally Blonde.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yep.
Didn't see it.
What?
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No. That was like in the 90s, right?
Oh my gosh. Hold on a second. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things I've missed in the 90s. I was working and, you know, I was out doing stuff. I mean, I want to say I was out having a life, but, you know, it was far from having a life. What the? Really? They put it in a pink case?
Yes.
Two of them?
Yes, there are two Legally Blonde movies. This right here is the original.
She's got one of those stupid little dogs.
She does have a little dog.
Does she carry it around in a purse?
Maybe. She does do the bend and snap, though.
To who what?
The bend and snap. I think we need to change our flick pick.
I don't understand what a bend and snap is.
Exactly. I think we need to change our flick pick.
Okay.
I really do think I need to introduce you to Legally Blonde. I'm calling an audible.
Oh, okay.
Well, we didn't pick one earlier in the week.
Yeah, it's true.
And frankly, our plan that we came up with earlier today, well, that went away. Yeah. We scrambled at the last minute. We kind of settled on an employee of the month. By the way, it's kind of looking at the points. I had a couple of them. I think I'm ahead by two at this point. And how the hell are we doing on time anyway?
I don't know.
actually, we're doing all right.
Excellent.
I guess we could actually continue in the tournament a little bit longer and then come back to this, but I need to introduce you to Legally Blonde.
Okay.
There, Luke Wilson.
Who? Oh.
Isn't it? Also.
Okay. I like him.
Yeah. 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 Are you sure? You sound sure. A little not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victor Garber. Oh gosh, I'm completely blanking on her name. Oh, come on. She's one of her best friends in real life. And she was in Hellboy. I'm completely blanking on her name.
I don't know.
I've got the stupid thing right here. Why am I not just looking? Selma Blair. There we go. Oh. Yeah. Oh, and Jennifer Coolidge. Stifler's mom is in this.
I'm trying to remember her. I know who you're talking about. I can't remember what she looks like.
You will always remember her after seeing this movie. She is absolutely fantastic. She plays Elle's manicurist after she goes to Harvard.
Okay.
So, basically, she's a mega sorority girl. Like, you know, she's the stereotype, right? In charge of the house, the whole nine yards.
Who the Reese Witherspoon or
Reese Witherspoon?
Oh,
right. And her boyfriend breaks up with her, because he needs a serious girlfriend and everything. Because you know he comes from an important family, East Coaster type.
Boring,
right? And so she thinks that going to Harvard will, and if she can prove herself as a lawyer, she'll win him back. The whole, you know. The whole nine yards. That's the basic gist, the setup of the movie.
Okay.
Right?
Sounds
and
so
it's her adventures at Harvard. And it's a cheesy movie. It's really, really cheesy, but it's fun. It's cute. It's got, I already brought up the bend and snap, and you'll absolutely love that scene. You're going to laugh. I promise you.
Okay. Well, now I got to see it.
Exactly. I think we should make it our flick pick.
Okay. You called the audible. I don't know what that is, except for a book club.
Oh, right. You're
it's a football reference, right?
Congratulations. Ooh. All right. You at least knew it was a football reference. That's...
Go me.
Yeah. I don't know much more about football than you do, but
I just know it's a football reference. I don't know what it means, so I guess it means changing something in the middle of the game.
More or less, yes. It's okay. Something that the quarterback would
if I ever watch football and they say we're calling an odd one, they're changing the movie up.
Just changing a play, but that's okay. in the middle of, yeah. All right, we're not going to get into that. And
because neither
these
no
cables
football.
Are too tight. I'm standing too far away from it. Should we continue with the segment or the tournament, or should we?
Let's do one more.
One more. All right. Watch, it's going to land on guilty pleasure. Why am I? I'm having trouble talking tonight. It's like okay. My tongue is swollen or something. And we are landing on acting out.
Oh, crap. I don't have anything for that one. Dang it.
All right. Well, earlier, I was watching Puss in Boots. And it got me thinking about Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek. The combination of the two of them. Because they've worked with each other a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Desperado.
And Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah.
They were connected, and they were both in the same sequence in Four Rooms.
What?
In fact, that's really about the only thing that I remember about that movie. I need to watch it again.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh.
Is it like one of those romantic comedies with a
no.
group of stars or something?
Oh. It's not a romantic comedy.
It just seems like one of those, like
I've
Valentine's
only
Day or New Year's or whatever.
No.
Totally not that, huh?
No.
Now it makes it sound like it's a weird movie or something.
Kind of. There's... okay, here's the description on IMDb. Four interlocking tales that take place in a fading hotel on New Year's Eve.
See, I knew it had to center around a holiday or something like those other movies.
But it's four different directors within the same movie. Each sequence is directed and written and directed by someone else. Just looking at this one.
That's weird.
The Misbehaviors was directed by Robert Rodriguez. So Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek, Robert Rodriguez, starting to sound familiar?
Yeah. The three of them working together again. Okay.
Quentin Tarantino did one of the segments as well.
So, like you said, it's four couples in four different rooms and four different directors.
No,
for each?
No. It's not four couples.
Four rooms.
Okay. It's yeah. That's
weird.
It's something that we'll have to watch. I haven't watched it in a really long time. I'm not comfortable, you know, like really speaking about it just because I haven't seen it in so long.
Well, I just like the concept. It sounds good.
Yep. okay.
I really had nothing for
it. I kind of lost my train of thought. There was one other one other than Four Rooms, and now I'm completely blanking on what it is.
Well, it was weird that you were watching Puss in Boots because I was thinking of Antonio Banderas, too. I watched him earlier this week in Expendables 3. He was kind of chatty in that. But
oh, right. It's Frida. That's why I couldn't come up with it. I haven't seen that one either.
That's the artist, right? She's
yes.
like an artist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but apparently that was something that they were both in.
Oh, he was in that too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. Well, but I started wondering how many times they've worked together, and so IMDb has this great collaboration advanced search. It'll show you everything that they've done together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So
I didn't know they had acted together in that many movies. I knew the two and, you know, Puss in Boots, but wow.
Well, that's what got me wondering about it. How many times have they worked together? And I was kind of already thinking about Salma Hayek in the first place, just because of the scene in Dogma, and I was kind of actually thinking about Home Alone as a holiday movie.
Oh,
and so I started thinking about, you know, someone had to sell their soul to get the numbers up on that. Yeah. And so she was already kind of on the mind, and I hadn't watched Puss in Boots in a long time. I was looking for something fun to watch, you know, earlier. So I threw that one on as well.
Yeah, that is a fun movie.
Holiday weekends, gotta love them. Great for watching movies.
Yeah.
And cleaning. That's pretty much all I've done today. Clean and watch movies.
Fun.
Hey, it was a good day.
Yeah.
It was a really good day. Hey, do you hear that sound?
I hear it.
The Flick Pick.
All right. Well, our Flick Pick was going to be Employee of the Month.
Toss that one out the window. Hold on, where is it? I'll toss it out the window.
Speak into your microphone.
I was speaking into the microphone.
No, you're not.
Wasn't?
No, you keep going like off over here and off. and it's just...
My mind is everywhere today.
Just speak into the green thing. It's the same color as your towel.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, okay. Don't chew on it. You're not going to get the protein out of the microphone sock that you will out of
okay.
Your towel.
Maybe, oh, okay. I was afraid of where you were going with that.
I'm sure you can put the microphone sock on something else and get some protein out of it, but that's a completely
so the flick
different
was,
story.
Changed up the flick pick.
Yes, they already know that the flick pick changed. I don't think anyone actually, you know, fast forwards to, you know, specific points in the show.
I was just moving past where you were going.
Okay.
Quickly.
All right, so speak up.
Okay, I'm speaking up. I'm speaking up.
Oh my gosh. You're a dork.
I was talking to the ceiling.
You do know this, right? You are a dork.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I've watched the Star Wars trailer like 30 times already. Of course I know this.
Oh, so when I said 5 or 6 and you were just agreeing with that, you're just like, yeah.
Five or six times I've seen it with you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I've watched it 5 or 6 more times while we're doing this. No,
so everyone knows why we've chosen Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were there. They experienced it, right?
Yeah.
But what we were going to have, and since we never really talk about our flick pick.
You're going to do that now? You are changing things up.
No, I kind of already talked about it a little bit during the segment, so I could get the point and the bragging rights. I kicked your butt tonight. I had you on like 3 of them, at least. I'm not going to go back and do the math.
6 to 3.
6 to 3, yeah. See, I told you. Told you I had you on 3 of them. We only did 6 segments? Jeez.
Oh, really?
You said 6 to 3. Oh, wait, no, there were a couple that we didn't have.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got all the ones that I didn't have. I did have a whole lot of them.
Well.
But none of them
neener,
got picked.
Neener.
Wah.
Put your microphone sock on some guys. Let's move on.
Legally Blonde.
No, let's not talk about Legally Blonde. We've already covered that. We were going to choose Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
As our flick pick. So why?
What?
Why Employee of the Month?
I don't know. I hadn't seen it in a while. I asked you if you'd seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's
where we get Dax Shepard screaming about his 82 Honda Civic.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And they're working in a...
Vote for
like
Pedro.
A warehouse store. Yeah.
That guy's in this. What's his name? Shit.
Isn't it Ephraim or...
Yeah.
Something
Ephraim.
Or other?
You know.
There's this thing that you can look movies up.
With. Yeah, like IMDb and, you know, kind of like how I've already got the tab open.
Yeah, I've heard of this thing. But
yeah. So, I can scroll down, I think.
Scroll.
I've got a really bad setup going right now. The trackpad is just out of reach and I can't quite see the screen.
Go ahead and I'll
that
talk
means
and
you
I'll,
need to keep
I'm
talking
doing.
So I can
I was and now you're going off about they work in a warehouse store, so I understand that a little bit.
Ephraim Ramirez.
I started to say Rodriguez, but no, I knew that was wrong.
Yep. Oh, Jessica Simpson. How could I forget about Jessica Simpson?
I just think about her ears.
She was in that too. You know, we are going to have to go back and watch that eventually.
That's why I brought it up.
Well, yeah.
It was all right. Some people didn't like it, but...
Oh, it is kind of a stupid movie. It's definitely a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very solid guilty pleasure material.
It didn't win awards or anything, but still, I mean, it's a good movie to watch when you don't have anything else to watch and you want to have a couple of laughs at someone else's expense. You suck. But I'll watch your movie anyway.
Judge Funky Boy says, you two are getting feisty. Okay.
That's true. He's right.
You know, it's not working.
It's all a work in progress now.
Ari, we really need to solve the desk problem. Because in order to face each other, now I have to stand up. But I need the laptop raised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are talking about the higher desk. A more raised desk so we can stand.
Yeah, but we actually have to stop talking about it and actually act on it. And
oh, it'll take time.
Yeah, yeah. On Rotten Tomatoes, Employee of the Month got 20%.
From who?
The critics.
Who?
And the audience only gave it 50%. Now, what do you think? Will Legally Blonde do better than our original flick pick?
I think the first one will. I mean, I heard so much about it, and it's, you know, it has a lot of pop culture references, I guess. I don't know the bend and snap thing that you're talking about. Apparently, I missed something. So, but no, wait a minute. I'm thinking about Clueless. That was
68%. 68% on the tomato meter for critics and 72% for audience. So, yes, Legally Blonde, hand over fist. According to Rotten Tomatoes, we have made the correct choice. Now, our real original flick pick was Hesher, as suggested by, do you remember who?
DC Cantel.
Speak into the microphone.
I thought it was. I'm like right on it.
No, you weren't right on it. You were off to the side. See, no. you're turning your head off to the side. You need to speak into it.
Okay.
I will teach you how...
Well, I'm like right on it right now.
You never should have made the comment about me knowing how to work the mic.
When did I do that?
One time we were doing a show, and afterwards you just said, "Damn, you know how to work the mic."
Oh,
I think it was no, I don't. I keep hitting it. That's my problem. I get too close to the mic. I end up, hitting it with my chin.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
So make the mistake. Okay. Don't be afraid to make mistakes.
All right. I've been good at them so far.
Yeah, but our original flick pick was Hesher. So do you think Hesher can beat out Legally Blonde?
I think it'll be close. I was kind of more interested.
Why? Why do you think it will be close?
Well, just the what it was about. You know, it's some... what is it, like a squatter or something living in a garage?
Legally Blonde beats out Hesher. Hesher has 54% critics and 61% audience.
It wasn't that far off.
No.
I told you it was going to be a little close. It's better than Employee of the Month.
Exactly.
I can't believe I only got 20%, but it's critics. I mean, they get in for free.
But because neither of us have seen that one before, we will save that flick pick for another time.
Yeah. I keep reading about it. I want to watch
definitely,
it.
We need to watch it before we actually take to the air.
Yeah.
So, yep. I don't know. Let's see. There are some more tweets coming in. No, Tom, we're not going to talk about how great you are. I mean, you are great. But, yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Tom is great.
And apparently the cat is sounding more audible this week, proving that cats are trainable. Well, Diana, you know, to that I would say no, I bought another piece of equipment to help boost his audio.
The cat doesn't speak very loud.
Oh, I don't have it on that soundboard anymore. Damn it.
What? Did you lose your sounds?
See, on the soundboards, this entire setup is not, this is not conducive to me doing a show.
I like that sound.
Yeah, but I have to, like,
oh,
you see, like, I'm doing gymnastics to do the freaking show.
But it's funny to watch.
For you?
Yeah.
Well, no one else can see it.
I'm entertained.
Okay.
And that's all that matters to a cat. As long as a human entertains a cat, it's all good.
What the hell am I going to do with you?
Watch a movie.
That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, it's with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories. What? Okay, seriously, I think I bit my tongue earlier. It's like all swollen or something, and I'm having a hard time talking. And
well, that sounded fine to me.
Well, but
you sound like talking like something.
That's what I feel like.
It doesn't sound like it. But all right, where are we?
Right there. It's, you know, we aim to start at 10 p.m. except for.
Except for tonight. We will.
We were doing pretty well before.
Yeah.
Before Operation New Litter Box.
It was going to change when everything, you know, everything changed now. But watch, next week we'll go like at 9:30.
Well, the 21st century is when everything changes.
Yeah, we got to be ready.
Yep. But we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's also where you can find the live stream. And on Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic on our webpage, and that Judge Funky Boy for the theme, because Tom is great. And at DC Cantel.
Tom gets us cake.
For the cake.
Baby cake.
DC Cantel.
I want my baby cake, baby
segment
cake, baby
intros.
Cake, baby cake.
And we do have a new follower, but
baby
I'm
cake,
not
baby
sure
cake,
if you
baby
rush.
Cake, baby cake, baby cake.
I hate you guys. I don't know this new follower. I think it's a bot.
Crowd T Podcast. No clue, but thanks for following us.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's a bot?
I don't know.
It's not a very nice thing to accuse a new follower of being, except for when they have 31,000, almost 32,000 followers and are following 13,000 people. Yeah. I don't know.
It's a follower.
That's a lot of followers.
Yeah.
But they are following quite a few people. So
who knows? We're one of them.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for following us.
Hooray.
I don't know why you would accuse of being a bot.
I accuse everyone of being a bot.
But it says Crowd T Podcast. Have you investigated to see if that's an actual podcast?
Not yet.
Okay.
I will.
Judgmental Kitty. Indeed. Indeed.
Paranoid Kitty.
Did you thank the people for listening? Because I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah. I thanked them all for listening.
Thank them again.
Thank you, people, for listening.
Thank them for me, too.
Teeb says thank you.
No, I didn't say thank you. I said thank them for me.
What? Thank you for listening. I'm lost now.
I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat, I think.
Yeah. You think?
I think so.
Let's go watch a movie.
Okay. Talk hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
Think I'll...
Midnight Movie Nights.
I forgot to mention something.
Yeah, I had the little oops. See, I'm telling you, this entire setup, not conducive to running Midnight Movie Nights. Works great for getting geeky, but not Midnight Movie Nights. Not right now.
We're working on it.
Yeah, this is still... Operation New Litter Box continues.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you forget?
We are not here to please you. The new episode comes out Monday. I'm on it. Stuff happens, you got to hear it. But I deny everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have already heard about it. It didn't happen.
Too None busy making other people's pods to work on ours, huh?
Oops.
I'm just going to keep giving you shit for that.
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah. Oh, one more thing.
Too bad.
That's wrong. I did set up for, in a couple of weeks, we're going to watch a movie with a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yeah? We are?
Yeah. Everyone's in, so.
You do realize you never really even...
Mentioned it before?
Yeah.
I'm mentioning it now.
Exactly.
So you're going to have to listen.
And you know how I found out about it? Patrick started asking me about it.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't even fucking tell me.
Oh, surprise. Well, usually when I ask, you're like, why don't you just go ahead and do it? And I was like, okay.
Kitty, what the hell are we talking about? This is, no one has any ideas. You know what? There's still people out there that ask about your sexuality.
Really?
Yes. Because you don't make anything clear.
I never make anything clear.
What the hell are you talking about right now?
What are we talking about? Are we talking about a movie? Or?
Yes, we're talking about, you know, what movie are we going to watch and when are we going to watch it?
What is December 13th?
Who are we going to watch it with?
We're going to watch Guardians of the Galaxy, and we're going to watch it with, what can I say their name?
Yeah, you can say their names?
Yeah, just a group of people that we talk to. What, Mark?
Jim, Patrick, Mark, Jim. And Patrick.
Yeah. Guardians of Gabnet.